The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. A warning, our next item is not suitable for little ears as it contains discussion of sexual assault. The trial of one of France's most successful actors, Gérard Depardieu, for sexual assault begins in Paris, or rather began in Paris yesterday. And Mr. Depardieu is the most high-profile French film star to face trial in a nation that has long been said to lag behind some of the rest of the world in addressing sexual violence. John Litchfield, Paris-based journalist, joins us now to bring us the full details. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Anton.
John, Gérard Depardieu is accused of what?
Well, he's accused in this trial, he's accused in various, about five or six different similar cases as well, but this is the first to come to court, as you say, and he's accused of having sexually assaulted two women, one an assistant director, the other a set designer, on the set of a movie called Green Shutters or Volet-Vert in 2021. He denies the charges. Interestingly, though, the timeline is very complicated because the first allegations of sexual assault or rape against him go back to 2018, and various investigations didn't get very far. And then there was press investigations which suggested that he'd attacked at least 20 women on sets over the years. And he wrote a letter to the Figaro, a big French newspaper, absolutely denying that he'd ever in any way mistreated a woman, and said that that would be like kicking his own mother in the stomach, and that he may have behaved disrespectfully and inappropriate in some occasions, but he had never ever attacked a woman. And it was on that, at that moment, that was in 2023, I think, that the women who accused him of having attacked them on this set came forward initially to the press, but then to the authorities, and said, this is not at all true. There are these incidents that we experienced in 2021. And that, although in one of the more recent allegations, is the first to reach the courtroom.
And the inference being that they were disgusted by what he had said, was that it?
Yes, exactly. That they had not said anything for 2 years, which of course is one of the counter accusations being brought by the defence. If it was so terrible, what happened to them? Why did they say nothing? But they say it was because they were disgusted by his having completely denied any such behaviour in his letter to the Figaro, that forced them finally to come forward.
In that letter to Le Figaro, he also had a sentiment which is. It's difficult to countenance in the context of somebody who was facing the accusations at the time that he was, which was, I have only ever been guilty of being too loving, too generous, or of having a temperament that is too strong. In this instance, he is accused, and forgive the euphemism so that we don't get too far into the detail of it, but he is accused of effectively groping the two women. Is that it?
Yes. On the set, and apparently almost publicly, having touched their buttocks, touched their breasts, and made sexual remarks suggesting that things could go further. That's what he's accused of, which is why this is a relatively straightforward trial. It's not as complex as some of the other allegations against him, and why it's come to court more rapidly. But that's what he's accused of. It's sexual assault. It's bad enough, but not more than that.
He is a man in his mid-70s, and his health hasn't been wonderful recently. That's already becoming a factor in terms of how long he can sit at trial.
Yeah, this trial was supposed to start in October. He's 76, actually. The trial was supposed to start in October, but his defence lawyer, who also played a big part yesterday, then unexpectedly came to the court without Depardieu and said, no, he has diabetes and complications because of that. He's not able to withstand a trial. Eventually, he was examined medically, and the doctors decided he was able to come to trial today, but only for 6 hours a day, and with breaks every 2 or 3 hours, 15 minutes breaks every 2 hours, in which his health can be checked. So it's supposed to be a 2 or 3 day hearing only, but There is going to be a decision made this morning on whether or not it possibly be delayed again. And the reason for that is that his lawyer yesterday made a long, very, very long speech of 2 hours, and the defense, the people representing the alleged victims in the case said he would not have got away with that if he hadn't been defending someone as famous as Depardieu. But anyway, he made this long statement in which he said the whole thing was a conspiracy, that there had been Stalinist methods used to bring the allegations, that he had 19 other witnesses who were on the set of the movie at the time who could say that nothing of this kind ever happened, and that he wanted the whole of the trial to adjourn at some point to the building, a private house in the 16th arrondissement in Paris, where it happened, to show that if you looked at the actual physical nature of the building, it would have been impossible for this to happen without far more people seeing it than have ever come forward or admitted being witnesses. So the court has to make that decision this morning whether to allow that, and if it does, then the hearing may have to be delayed for several weeks before it continues.
What has public reaction been, John? Because I assume at one point Depardieu was something of a national treasure.
I think, yeah, it's a very good point, that Anton. He is a national treasure. There's no doubt. You know, whatever you may think about Depardieu, and you know, he's been clearly going off the rails in several ways for many years now, not just with these sexual allegations of him, but also allegations of financial misconduct and support for Vladimir Putin, which he's now withdrawn, and all sorts of things. But he is a terrific actor. He is by far the greatest male actor of his generation. He's the only French actor, I think, probably the only whose name is recognizable all around the world. His face is recognizable all around the world. He's played so many different roles, 200 different movies, not all of them great ones, but some very great ones. So he is a national treasure. And when these allegations started to mount up 2 or 3 years ago, even President Macron got in trouble by stepping forward and saying, no, this man is a national treasure. We can't allow these kind of baseless allegations to bring him down. And Macron had to withdraw when it became clear that some of the allegations may be not quite as baseless as all that. But it's still the case that the French movie industry is very divided between those who defend Depardieu and those who say it's time that his behavior was brought to account. Even in court yesterday, there was a well-known French actress who's a friend of Depardieu's called Fanny Ardant, who was there to defend him and smiling at him throughout. And there was another woman called Anouk Grimberg, who was an actress on the film in which these sexual assaults were supposed to have taken place, who was at the back of the court shouting allegations against Depardieu and saying it's time, you know, denying the denials of his defense, and she eventually had to be thrown out of the court. So that is a good example of just how divided, I think, the establishment of the French movie industry is about Depardieu and this trial, and also the many other trials that may follow.
And what does that mean then, do you think, for his continuing career? I mean, we've seen situations where, if you take the case of Kevin Spacey, where being found not guilty of accusations does not immediately hand you back your capacity to get cast in movies.
It's a very good question, and I really don't know if I can answer that accurately or not. I mean, if he's convicted, I think that could well bring his career to an end. But if he is... I mean, you know, as I say, these allegations back to 2018, and he has been in many, many movies since then, even the one in which he's accused of having made these assaults in 2021. So if he is somehow acquitted in this case, I suspect his career will continue. But his health being what it is, his age being what it is, you know, he is finally beginning to slow down, and he's not making as many movies. He used to make a couple of movies a year, I remember, not so very long ago. That's no longer the case. So whether his career now ends with this trial, it's a good question. I really can't answer it. I suspect you're right that it may.
You mentioned President Macron's ill-advised decision to step in to support him in the face of earlier accusations. What of the French attitude towards sexual impropriety, towards sexual harassment? Because we've seen a number of high-profile cases. I mean, Dominique Strauss-Kahn in the US.
Yes.
Then, of course, the horrendous case of Gisele Pellico. Has that...
Yes.
influenced public opinion in respect of sexual behaviour?
I think it has, Anton. I think that, you know, I've been working from France for 25 or 26 years now, and it was very, very unusual for there to be accusations of this kind in the media or any sort of bringing to account of certainly people in the entertainment industry. And it's now clear, and it's been known for many years, that there were many people in the French movie industry and wider entertainment industry who were essentially predators on girls and women. And there have been several other cases that have been not Depardieu that have come forward in recent years, quite horrendous cases, including quite young, even 12, 13-year-old girls, even a recent one. So, yes, I think that the culture has changed, but not entirely. And the fact that a very good actress like Fanny Ardant should be defending Depardieu despite all the fairly clear allegations against him, must be careful because he hasn't been convicted of anything, shows that there is still a sort of division, I think, in the French mind as to whether someone as talented as Depardieu has somehow a right to get away with the things that he's accused of. And those who say, no, it's time to bring an end to all of this, and the French exception in that case cannot continue.
And finally, John, when will we have a verdict?
Well, French trials tend not to have immediate verdicts. You know, I suspect if it does, this is completed this week, if it isn't delayed for the reasons we were talking about earlier, that the verdict will be delayed for several weeks. It would normally be 3 or 4 weeks before the judges come forward with a verdict in a case of this kind.
John, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is John Litchfield joining us there from Paris. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this discussion, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on 1-800-77-8888. That's 1-800-77-8888.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.